There are a lot of ways to honor our local heroes. And here's an interesting one, and it's all about firefighters. Yep, they're having a Firehouse Cook Challenge, and they're inviting firefighters from throughout the state to participate in it. And joining us is Jack Barron. He's going to be one of the judges for the competition. He's a culinary instructor at Waukesha County Technical College. And Jack, tell us about this Firehouse Challenge.
Yeah, so the Firehouse Challenge was created by a company, Iron Mountain Refrigeration Company. They're out of Pleasant Prairie in Wisconsin, and they just wanted to be able to give back to firefighters. And so this competition was created, and the competition itself runs from May 1st through June 14th. So we're asking for any firefighter to, in the state of Wisconsin, submit a recipe to ironmountainrefrigeration.com/firehouse-cook-challenge. And when they submit the recipe, myself and the other judges will take a look at those recipes and looking for originality and the inspiration behind the recipe and be able to choose the top three recipes. And then those top three will go into a head-to-head cook-off on August 8th at the Polish Center in Franklin. And then the top three can earn prizes up to $5,000 that will split between the firefighter and the station. But the caveat to that is it's the equipment itself. So the Iron Mountain Refrigeration has been gracious to say that the winner is going to be able to choose $2,500 out of their catalog, basically. And then the firehouse itself will get the other. So if you're the first place winner, $2,500 you get to choose for your household. And then $2,500 will go towards the firehouse to get some new refrigeration in there. And second place splits $2,500 between the firefighter and the firehouse. And third place is $1,000 that goes to the winning firefighter, and he can choose how he would like to spend that. They'll work with the Iron Mountain Refrigeration and being able to see what's available for them. And yeah, it's just something to be able to promote the firefighters. And, you know, me being a chef, this is what I do professionally, but I think there's a lot of firefighters. I think their trade is not only do they fight fires and do a lot of the other things for community development, and they do a lot with cooking, and I think they're always associated with chefs, right? And so this is why I wanted to get involved. I think it's great that we'll be able to showcase the chef talents of firefighters, and so I'm excited for this.
Well, I know a lot of firefighters. As a matter of fact, my brother was a fire chief out in Colorado, and one of the things, because there is a lot of downtime as they're waiting for calls, they do spend a lot of time cooking, and there's almost like a challenge among the firefighters sometimes when they create these recipes. Now, you said that you're looking for them to go to the website and to submit the recipe, but I understand you also want them to take a photo of the food that they prepare?
Yes, we absolutely want to take a photo because the visual appeal of the dish is going to be one of the other things that we're looking for. So we would like to see that recipe prepared and then a photo of the dish and then with the inspiration behind it and, you know, whatever else you'd like to tell about your story for why you chose that particular recipe. We're looking super forward to it.
As an instructor in the culinary arts and a chef yourself, what are you looking for as a judge? How will you determine if this sounds like this is going to be a good recipe?
For me, it's about the originality. I'm looking for something that maybe I haven't seen before. The visual appeal, it looks nice. And then also the inspiration behind it. I mean, sometimes it's about that story. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to always mean what has to be something that we've never seen before. But if it's something that maybe we've seen a lot, but this is the reason why you submitted that recipe, and there's a true, like, great inspirational story behind it, maybe the firehouse itself, maybe the recipe was made for them for someone that they helped, right? And they've taken that recipe for someone that made that for them, and then they make it for the firehouse as like an annual dish because of something this firehouse did. Maybe there's a cool story behind it of why that recipe is what it is. And the recipe itself looks great, has visual appeal, has a little originality to it. All of that we're taking into consideration as we're looking.
All right. Now, if there are firefighters out there in the state of Wisconsin, and again, any firefighter in the state, they can enter their recipes. And what we're going to do is we're going to post that on our website so they can link in. And tell us again when the deadline is on this.
So the deadline to enter is June 14th.
Okay, June 14th. And again, open to all Wisconsin firefighters. They can enter it. And then in August on the 8th at the Polish Center in Franklin, that's where the top three firefighters are going to come. And there's going to be a cook-off challenge among the three.
Yes.
Well, I know you're looking forward to it, and I bet you can't wait to taste some of those tasty items.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not. I'm looking so forward to this.
Jack Barron, culinary instructor at Waukesha County Technical College. And again, the Firehouse Challenge, they can enter online, and we will have that posted right here at WTMJ. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you so much.